What happens when two teenagers with the same name, living completely different lives, accidentally meet in a Chicago porn shop on the coldest night of the year? This chance encounter sets in motion a story about identity, friendship, and the messy beauty of human connection that will leave you both laughing and reaching for tissues. In one corner stands Will Grayson, a straight teen who lives by two rules: don't care too much and shut up. His best friend is Tiny Cooper, a force of nature who is not the world's gayest person and not the world's largest person, but possibly the world's largest person who is really, really gay. In the other corner is Will Grayson, who narrates in lowercase letters, a depressed gay teen whose only solace comes from online conversations with someone named Isaac, a boy he's fallen for but never met. Chicago in winter can feel like the end of the world, especially when you've been stood up. For the first Will, the night begins with a failed attempt to use a fake ID at a concert, leaving him stranded when Tiny and their friend Jane abandon him. For the second Will, it's the devastating discovery that Isaac never existed. He was actually Maura, a girl from school catfishing him in a misguided attempt at connection. As both Wills process their respective disappointments outside Frenchie's porn shop, Tiny Cooper arrives like a human hurricane, immediately wrapping the heartbroken second Will in his enormous arms. This moment of unexpected kindness culminates in a kiss in Millennium Park that leaves Will feeling that while everything else in his life has collapsed, Tiny is the one room left standing. Sometimes, the universe has a strange way of bringing people together precisely when they need it most, even if it means meeting your namesake in the most unlikely of places. Tiny Cooper functions as the sun around which both Will Graysons orbit. His outsized personality matches his physical presence, falling in love hourly, creating autobiographical musicals, and refusing to diminish himself for others' comfort. What makes Tiny compelling are his contradictions. Self-absorbed yet deeply empathetic, sometimes oblivious while intuitively understanding others' pain. His musical Tiny Dancer, later Hold Me Closer, serves as the novel's central metaphor. Initially self-centered, it evolves to celebrate the polychromic, many-splendored dream coat of love in all its myriad glories, mirroring Tiny's growth as he learns connection requires looking beyond himself. While both Will Graysons have made themselves smaller, one emotionally, one socially, Tiny's unapologetic bigness represents radical self-acceptance that challenges them to expand. Unlike Will's coming out journey, Tiny's already comfortable with his sexuality. His challenges stem from being reduced to labels about his size or sexuality. His observation that people notice his physical presence but miss his emotional generosity reflects a universal desire to be seen completely, beyond assigned labels.
Sometimes I think I'm not going to make it. The second Will Grayson's portrayal of depression stands among young adult literature's most authentic. His depression isn't romanticized. It's both burden and familiar companion. Every morning, swallowing his pills represents both surrender and survival. When Tiny mentions feeling depressed too, Will's response is visceral. He believes Tiny couldn't possibly understand clinical depression, how it forms his identity and dictates his daily choices. This moment captures the isolation depression creates, the invisible wall between those who live with it and those who don't. After his heartbreak with Isaac/Maura, Will embraces not giving a fuck freedom, immediately coming out to his mother and at school. His mother responds with acceptance, while his friend Simon reveals prejudices by focusing on gay sex mechanics. Another friend, Gideon, simply says, "Welcome to the club," giving Will his first sense of LGBTQ+ community belonging. The novel avoids making coming out Will's entire narrative arc. Instead, it's one milestone in his broader journey toward authentic self-expression. His sexuality exists alongside his depression, friendships, and academic life, revealing that while depression colors his perspective, it doesn't eliminate his capacity for connection. Love is not just who you'd die for, it's also who you'd wake up at 5:30 for. In a pivotal scene, the first Will Grayson delivers an impassioned declaration of love for Tiny Cooper as his best friend. His speech challenges the notion that meaningful relationships must be romantic, showing that true love manifests in everyday actions and sacrifices. The novel powerfully asserts that platonic bonds can be as transformative as romantic ones. The two Will Graysons develop an unexpected friendship despite their differences. Their late-night conversations about Tiny create a connection that transcends their contrasting personalities. When the depressed Will asks if Tiny knows he's sorry, the original Will responds that hurt tends to drown out sorry, a profound observation about forgiveness. Even Gideon, initially a potential rival, becomes crucial when he drives the second Will to Tiny's show, serving as a catalyst for necessary growth. This illustrates how meaningful connections often arise from unexpected sources and take unanticipated forms. Both Will Graysons begin the novel with strategies for disappearing, one by shutting up, the other by retreating into depression and anonymous online relationships. Their journeys share a common thread, discovering their authentic voices and learning when silence serves them and when speech becomes necessary. For the first Will, his policy of non-engagement, don't care too much, and shut up, initially seems like armor, but gradually reveals itself as a barrier to meaningful connections. His watershed moment comes when he tells Tiny, "I love you more than anyone in the world," a conscious choice to express what truly matters. The second Will's journey progresses through coming out and his public stand during Tiny's musical. His declaration before an audience reverses his earlier desire for invisibility. When he screams, "I love you," to his mother, he embraces vulnerability despite his depression, showing that healing isn't about being fixed, but living authentically with pain. Both Wills discover that finding your voice means knowing when to speak and when to remain silent. Tiny's musical, Hold Me Closer, transforms from self-centered showcase to a celebration of universal love. During the performance, the second Will Grayson stands and declares, "My name is Will Grayson, and I appreciate you, Tiny Cooper." This triggers a chain reaction as other Will Graysons, discovered through Google, rise one by one. A 79-year-old retired teacher, a 10-year-old boy, a college student, and more. Each expresses genuine appreciation for Tiny, creating a chorus of acknowledgement across generations. This spontaneous outpouring turns the theater into a space of profound connection. The moment resonates because it's both unexpected and authentic, an expression no rehearsal could create. It embodies the novel's message that appreciation is perhaps the purest form of love, acknowledging another's value without demanding anything in return. The beautiful accidents that change our lives, chance encounters, and unexpected connections create unimaginable possibilities. Through Tiny's musical, his personal expression becomes a universal connection point. True friendship and love aren't about fitting predetermined molds, but creating spaces where we exist in our full complexity.